universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. This morning, I took my cup of coffee and went out on my deck. Oh, it was really beautiful. Not hot outside yet. And the birds were singing. I just sat there and drank my coffee, listening to the birds. I could tell that there was a robin chirping away. And there was a cardinal, tweet, tweet. Not really a tweet, more of a twat, twat. And I heard a mourning dove, and I think I heard some sparrows, and a meadowlark comes by every once in a while. Lately, we haven't had any blue jays or crows. I'm glad of that. I don't really like them anyway, but I know they're needful. The robins are so cool because here in St. Louis, where we've been living over the years, we haven't had many robins. But this year, there's a couple families of robins, and well, I grew up in Wisconsin, and that's the state bird. I love robins. It just makes me feel so at home. And, you know, as I, a blind person, am listening to all the birds and enjoying the light breeze, I was thinking, yeah, if my wife were here, she'd be looking at the panorama of the flowers in the backyard, of the daylilies and of the Russian sage as it's coming up, and oh, over there are the grapes growing on the vines yet, and it would be a delight for her eyes. It's really a beautiful setting. And then, in the midst of all that, I heard the garbage truck come and pick up the garbage can, and then ba-boom, ba-boom, and then put it back down, and drove off. And I thought to myself, wow, they took my garbage. And I thought, what would happen if they didn't take my garbage? Oh, my. In fact, last night when I put a bunch of garbage in the garbage can outside, talk about other senses being tantalized or abused. It didn't smell so good in the garbage can, so I am so glad. And I remember hearing about, especially New York City, I don't know how many years ago it was, there was a strike by the garbage haulers, and it was just piling up and smelling, and oh. And it occurred to me, we take a lot for granted in life sometimes. And so as I was sipping my coffee, I paused and said, thank you, Lord. Thanks for coffee. Thanks for the birds. Oh, thanks for this fresh, cool breeze. The weather report said it's going to get really hot and sultry today here in St. Louis. The humidity is going to be on the rise. And I'm thinking, oh, it's so good to be here. And I was still in some shade and not in the bright sun on where I was sitting. And I realized I had a lot to give thanks to God. And how often do I do that? I bet there's a lot of times I don't thank him. And then I thought, huh, I should thank God for gravity. It's holding me here down on the earth. What else should I thank God for? Of course, I thank God for my wife and my girls and my friends and the house. But how about the other little things? As then Nelson nudged my leg and said, you can pet me now, in his little way. And I petted him, and I said, thanks, God, for my dog. And I kept thinking, there's a lot to be thankful for. I wonder also if I thank people enough. Do I thank my wife enough? Do I thank my girls enough? Even for the little simple things that they might do. Like when they're done eating, to take the plates and silverware and put them over in the sink. Now, I think I'm going to work harder at thanking people this week. And that's kind of where I'm rambling to with today's podcast. Do we really stop and give thanks? Sometimes life is so busy, rush, 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 that you don't have time to stop and thank the call-a-ride driver, the paratransit driver. Or say hi to the neighbor and say, thanks for being a great neighbor. Or thanking God for the garbage haulers as they take away the garbage. Let alone thanking God for his love and mercy for us, for giving us such a wonderful life. And then there are times the days are so slow and dragging. And I know some of you, especially who have disabilities, the day goes on and on, and you're probably thinking, why are you going on, Pastor Dave? I don't have a lot to give thanks to God. Ah, but do we? Yes, I think even those whose days go slow have a lot to thank God for. And I've been in those situations. I have. Where there's just nothing to do and the day drags on and what now? But yet at that time we can thank God that we're breathing, that we can think, and we can look for opportunities to thank God. And as we turn on the radio and flip through this station and that, looking for something to entertain us, we can thank God for the radio. Good grief. 100 years ago. Yeah, 100 years ago, there was no radio. I was going to say 125, but 100 years ago, no TV, no books, no audio books. Oh my goodness, there's so much we can give thanks to the Lord for. If we stop and are willing to do so. Which made me stop and pause and think, okay, I got to connect a Bible verse to this. Kind of, it's what I do. But as I started to think, I went, whoa, what a Bible verse. Matthew chapter 14, verse 19 and 20. There's a whole crowd around Jesus, and the disciples said, it's end of the day, you know, send them away for food, and we don't have enough food. And some of the commentaries say Jesus said, you give them something to eat, they said, well, we need, well, it was 8 months' wages is what some of the commentaries say, because the crowd was that big. And Jesus said, well, what do you have? And they scrounged around, they found 5 loaves and 2 fish. The little boy brought them. I guess mom packed a lunch for the little boy, and if you can, pass it on to others. We want to be thankful for the Lord for what he's given us. Okay, mommy, and off he goes, and he sat and listened to Jesus. Well, I've got 5 loaves. Well, what did Jesus do? Verse 19, taking the loaves and the fish and looking to heaven, he gave thanks and broke them. Then he gave the loaves to the disciples, who gave them to the crowd. And they all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 baskets of broken pieces. 12 baskets full of broken pieces. Jesus didn't have much, but he thanked the Lord for what he had, and God blessed it. And you know, I think that's not just an example for us, but it's really what God wants to do with us. When we pause and thank him, even for the long day and nothing to do, or the super busy day and not enough time to do it in, he will bless it. And why do I think that? Because we're giving thanks to God who gave both of them to us. He loves us, and he gives us gifts. He loves it when we pause and thank him. Thank him for what we have. And then he blesses it. Makes it into something good. And sometimes we don't see the miracle that moment as Jesus was feeding. Oh, by the way, it fed 5,000 men. And they only counted men because the crowd was so big they couldn't count everybody. Figured just count the men and then times by 3 or 4. Yeah, 3 or 4. So probably, let's see, 15, 20,000 people fed by just 5 loaves. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that your love is constant for us, like gravity that holds us to the ground, like the sun that shines even when clouds obscure it. Thank you. Thank you for loving us. Lord, sometimes we're not so thankful, and that's because of our sinful nature. Forgive us, please, for Jesus' sake. And then help us to be thankful for what you have given us, and help us to turn to you to thank you for it, and ask your blessing, so that you might use us as a blessing to others. In your name, Jesus, we ask it. Amen. I love hearing from you. And if you want to jot me a note to tell me what you're thankful for today or what surprises came about in the next day or so as you stopped and thanked the Lord, please write me, dave.andrus@not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. dave.andrus@not-alone.net.